To episode 424 on September 26, 2023. My name is Claudette, also known as Cloudette, because I love clouds and looking up. And I am back because I wanted to share some very important synchronicities that have supported my decision to focus a lot of my teachings for young children. And so I am launching another podcast, and it's called Sky Astronomy, and it's especially for the little ones. And I'm really happy about how Sky Astrology has developed, and I'm very grateful for all of those who have been part of this journey. And the journey still continues. It's just that, like all things, we are here to evolve. And it was 7 years ago that I created what I call Sky Astrology, based on the fact that I was waking up to the living sky. And this living sky had brought me closer to my cells, my living waters. And that, in a big part, had to do with the support of a woman named Jilly Torres, who is the founder of the Wake Water Co. And she wanted to support my sky astrology work, where there were some instances due to the alchemical makeup, the elemental makeup of a sky astrology sky, that lots of people who had decided to invest in a living water machine had only one or no heavenly body placements in one of the constellations, one of the three constellations that are connected to the water element, Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. This has been a slow progression to collect data and to try to understand why that would be the case. And I have recently discovered very powerful scientific proof of why that is, that is not yet ready to be revealed. But what this podcast that I'm sharing does reveal is a beautiful coincidence, if you will, because there's no coincidences, a divine verification, let's say, of how powerful the water remembrance and the water codes are. So if you know anything about the Wake Water Co., you might know that what they mainly do is sell water ionizers. But what you don't know is that it is a community that is supporting quite a few people all over the world as they build conscious businesses. And this group, this foundation as well, has supported me by literally giving me a machine and allowing me, through my podcast that I've been doing for over 2 years, to give back for that material, monetary costs of the machine. So today I was late in delivering the podcast, and it was a very special one, and it's time sensitive because this week we have the opposition of the sun and the moon on the 29th. So I thought it would be a great idea for those of you who are curious about Wake Water Co. to have a taste of What a Sky Astrology podcast entitled Our Waters Above that is especially an exclusive for Wake Water Co. sounds like and what it's about. But I also wanted to share with you what the remembership wave, which is a particular offering that the Wake Water Co. has, because there are so many supportive aspects of this offering that they have for people. So there are hydrated business trainings at least 3 times a week. There's a library of resources. There are supportive Telegram channels. There are webinars every week. There's the newsletter as well. And there's discount on a variety of Wake courses, including those that Jilly does with the Merchant Mermaids that have been absolutely life-changing for almost 3 years now. So I just wanted to share the power of Wake Water Co. with you. And if you're interested in how you can change your water, change your life, and reconnect on a powerful cellular level, please feel free to contact me or go to wakewaterco.com/remembership, or just go to wakewaterco.com. I'll put the link in the description and check out one of the webinars to learn more. And if you do, tell them AKA Claudette sent you. So here is the podcast that was too late to go into the newsletter, but is right on time to share some powerful information as we cascade into the next part of this year. Hello and welcome to the 114th episode of Our Waters Above. I am your host, Chapeau Claudette, aka Claudette, because I love clouds and looking up, and I wrote a cloud book once. So that's how I got the nickname, actually. And I am happy to present to you some information and some lovely stories, one particular story for these coming days as we flow towards the full hydration of our earth in the entanglement of the sun and the moon. But first I want to congratulate everybody in the Wake Water Co. who have been in receivership of the waterfall of the fall and of all the new movements and plans and preparation and, you know, gifts of the crew to present those of you who are working with the water ways to bring a true waterfall into your business. So fall, you know, we think fall, these words, we have them around all the time. What do they really mean? So let's look. Fall is a verb, means to drop from a height. Fall, decay, die. Okay? That is also an expression of fall. Those, we have different nationalities, different cultures that see this as a different thing, which means that, you know, one definition is not exclusive, right? It can mean different things to different people. Now, the meaning, quote unquote, comes suddenly to the ground is from the late Old English, and of darkness and night from the 1600s. Okay, so they also meant like coming down, empires, governments, or prices, right? The meaning was to be reduced, okay, also as the temperature, also meaning to fall, like the temperatures fall, right? Also, we have the fall in love, right? And some people say they rise in love, they want to fall in love, want to fall asleep, they don't want to fall behind. So I guess that would be a negative connotation, right? To which is connected to the word fail as well, but it comes from to take place or to take a position, right? So you see that there are different meanings in the verb when it's a verb, okay? Now, when it's a noun, from the 1200, it meant a falling to the ground, okay? A dropping from height, a descendant from a higher or lower position, which reminds me to be a descendant, right? Are you descending when you fall? When you ascending, when you spring up, and then you descend, yeah, rise and fall, rise and fall, equally in the degree, which is what I see for the equinox. That's another story, okay? But what I found that resonated the most with me in this quite, you know, expansive expression of the word, the four-letter word, fall, is, of course, this expression that is connected to the word autumn. And its meaning was to cascade, right? Cascade. Waterfall is from the 1570s. And when the descent is in stages, fall of water, right? So this is also a, you know, a creative understanding, in my opinion, of taking possession as we do with word magic, with conscious language, right? So maybe we can use cascade, because cascade means, it's a noun, a fall or flow of water over a cliff, a waterfall, which is what Jilly meant. It's French, cascade. From Italian, cascata, waterfall. From cascare, to fall. And also Latin, casum. That is how I see the fall. So let's cascade. How is cascading flowing for you as we are here, as the sun shines on the sea from the constellation of Virgo? And you don't have to be living under a rock to know that that's true. Those of you who flow with the artificial expression of where the organic energies are honoring a different energy of Libra, I believe, which is connected to air, where what's actually happening is that the energies are now connected very much to this earth plane, which we earthlings are aligned with. So we have the next few days leading up to and after the full earth, full moon, the measuring moon measuring through the celestial sea. I like this part. Currently today it's in Capricornius, and it will flow in Aquarius, and then it will flow where it will be opposite the sun in Piscetus. That means it's also aligned with some Cetus stars and some Pisces stars, okay? And this is the opposition of the physical womb, Virgo, and the spiritual womb, Pisces. And I love that they are two elements that are so good at alchemizing water and earth to build, to make things. And that we, as beings of water, can be the alchemist to help the navigate and decide how much water we want to put to the earth, to the things we're doing, how much emotion we give. Is it going to be too much emotion? Oh, maybe we should make less now so we can make it more stable, this clay, if you will, or this mud, this material we're using to build, right? And it's nothing like having the control of your own inner standings of your soul and your spirit and yourself, right? So it's an individual experience when we are connected to our waters and when we are in engagement with the energies of an earth constellation and the space that's being lit up currently by the heavenly body Mars and the sun, right? So I see this moment where we are moving, these moments where we're moving towards the opposition, that is a reflection of our waters, reflection of how we've been feeling and how we have been invited in different ways to look at the things that we want to make tangible in our lives, concrete. But we know there's a procedure. And the Virgo is very much about procedure and processes and cause and effect. So we're going to do this to get that, which is kind of what a funnel is about. So that makes sense. Now I have to tell the story. I was wondering, where am I going to tell this story? And I want to tell it here. And I might do a post with a visual because it's just so unbelievable. So the story goes like this. About 3 or 4 days ago, I was on a call doing my new expression, sharing of the energies of a small child, which has been on my heart for a while, that it shouldn't be done like adults, Sky, and always looking what's the best way to do it. And I, during this month with 33 degrees and everything in the spiritual womb, I have come up with a procedure that I'm super excited about. Like, I'm beyond excited about it, to be honest. I'm really happy to be of service to the children and to the future in my, you know, integrity, because it is a very special thing to look at somebody's sky who's just been born or who's very young, right? And that's why I needed a special approach. So anyway, I was talking to this mother, and at one point I, as I do very often, I mispronounced her daughter's name. And I mispronounced it because her daughter's name was similar to a name that I had given myself 7 years ago. This name I gave myself because I was about to become a grandmother. And my mother was named by the children Oma, because my second son is half German. So she was the Oma, and then my new grandson that was coming in had a Nana, which is very English, and he had another grandmother who was living. And I just thought, oh, all these grandmothers, and I just, like, I wasn't like that happy to be so unexpectedly a grandmother. But of course I am now, his first grandchild. Anyway, I won't go on too long, but I thought, well, maybe there's another name for grandmother. And I looked in my lineage, which is Igbo Nigerian and Native American Blackfoot. And I didn't find anything in Nigerian, but I found a connection in the Blackfoot that was connected to Cherokee. I just remember going like in this kind of deep research and linking and finding out more about, of course, my heritage, Blackfoot, and how they moved across America and things like that. And so I came upon a word that was, as I saw it, should be pronounced Ishka. And I liked it. So when my baby grandson came to the world, I, you know, said to them that, oh yeah, he can call me Ishka, and I found it, it's Native American, blah, blah, blah. And everybody liked it, and my grandchildren, now three, only know me by Ishka. They really don't know, like, Claudette, they don't say that, they just say Ishka, Ishka, Ishka. So, to make a long story short, which is so incredible, is when I was speaking to this mother and I made the mistake of calling her daughter Ishka, she said to me, why did you say Ishka? And I said, oh, sorry, that's a name that I just explained to you that I had here in this broadcast. And I said that, and she said, well, Ishka means water in Gaelic. And I was, what? Ishka means water in Gaelic, one of the oldest languages. And I did not know that. And what was really interesting is that I have also Scottish heritage, which unfortunately is through ownership and slavery. That one of my uncles was really keen for me to look into, because I lived in the Great Britain. And I eventually did, but he was telling me for years. In any event, there's two spellings for Ishka. One is Scottish and one is Irish. And actually, the way that I say it is more Scottish. And yeah, I'm just fascinated how the universe has, for me, brought that full circle. This water, this caring about the waters in the womb, the 0 degree, and just all the water connections and the connection to be connected to the wake. And yeah, thank you again. I have to thank you again, Jilly. The interesting thing as well is that I learned about a year ago that the grandmothers in this particular part of Egypt were the ones who were passing on the history and the culture to the children. And for me, this was really a definite signal, sign, confirmation that is what I'm here to do as a grandmother, is to share these memories, share this abundance, this spiritual, flowing, ancestral abundance and understanding through my emotions, through the waters. So, yeah, I'm happy to share that with you. Feel free to send me a DM in Instagram if you are curious about the workshop that I'm going to have for kids, for family workshop. If you want to know if your child has a 0 degree and how that can be helpful. I've helped two families understand just tiny little things about their children by knowing that they have a 0 degree. Now, I have to tell you that no matter what people say, because there are some rumors, I have a unique calculation that is available to me, number one. And number two, it's not the same as 13th sign or true sidereal or Vedic. So if you have a 0 degree in Vedic or true sidereal, that does not necessarily mean that you have it in sky astrology. And it's not just about the mathematical zero. There's more involved. So that's why, I invite you, it's totally free, to just send me a DM and ask me about that, because I am here to share this information, to hydrate the collective about this information, so that we have our children hydrated with their gifts and are empowered by that. So I wish you and yours everything. Take care of yourselves, and thanks for listening. Cheerio.